Hello friends, welcome to another devotional. Today I want to talk about walking in the love of God. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 1 out of the Amplified Classic, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. So we see here that the Bible says we need to make the love of God and walking in that love our great quest in life. And it says that because it doesn't always come easy, and many times it's much easier to get offended or to remain in a state of unforgiveness or bitterness. But the Bible instructs us here to really pursue the love of God and to walk in it. The Bible also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that the love of God never fails. You see, human love can be turned into hatred overnight, but the love of God never fails. Now, sometimes I hear believers pray about the love of God and they will say, God, please give us more love. Or Lord, just send more love from heaven. And you know, God won't answer that prayer because God has already given us His love as believers. The Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So we already have all the love that God is ever going to give us, and the very love of God itself, agape love, is dwelling in us as believers. It's simply a matter of learning how to draw that out and choosing to walk in it, because it's already residing on the inside of us. Now, you know, when it comes to exercising, we all have muscles, but some people definitely look a bit better than others, and some people's muscles seem to be bigger than others. But that is just because they have taken the time to exercise those muscles. And I believe when it comes to walking in the love of God, and one of the ways that we can pursue it and make it our great quest is by exercising to walk in it. And what I mean by that is many times we get opportunities to get angry or upset or offended and with people, but we can see that as an opportunity to exercise to rather walk in the love of God. Remember, when you walk in love, you will never fail, because the Bible says the love of God never fails. So the next time when you have an opportunity to get bitter or upset with someone or to not forgive him, see it as an opportunity to exercise the love of God that's already on the inside of you. Choose to walk in love. Encourage people. Let go of offenses. And as you do, the Bible says you will never fail. So choose the love of God, walk in the love of God, and make it your great quest in your life. Amen. Remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.